Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You. I've been listening into all this stuff. We should just carry on this conversation about augmentation and whatnot.
Well, I'd absolutely love to do that if you're keen. So give me your thoughts on it.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, it crosses a boundary and a barrier that, as you were saying, that many, many people don't even consider. And technological enhancement of the human being going forward is going to be an area that we can't avoid because it's happening right now. But I think that it's going to be a huge area of concern going forward for many people, and creates the whole issue about the haves and the have-nots, and could quite honestly create a divide that, you know, as you were discussing last week, creates a split in the human being. So let's watch that space.
Last week we were speaking about those new running shoes. I can't remember which. Was it Under Armour? One of them.
Under Armour, yes.
Under Armour have come out with a running shoe that provides you all of your information and tells you how you do. Built-in sensor, effectively. You know, Adam, what do you think? Is that an unfair advantage? Maybe it's a fair advantage because it's accessible to everybody. Well, provided you've got the money.
Yes.
Here we go.
I mean, hello, Stephen. You know that saying, you can't measure, you can't manage. The more information you get about your unique gait, your timing, your cadence, your pace, all of those variables that otherwise are quite qualitatively measured and done so with a certain level of bias, now you're getting objective measurements about your running. This is phenomenal. So you can change that. You can train. You can work on your form and learn to be a better athlete. So you are certainly at an advantage there. You're getting a lot of data. Data is key, I'm sure, in the sport of running as well as in everything in life.
Yes.
So every sport. Every sport has become so data driven and so tech. There's not one team that does not have in any sport, be it professional, even casual sports like these shoes. There's no sport that doesn't rely on technology to give them the data and information you need to improve things. But the question is, I mean, that's just one step away from hacking the actual human being as we were discussing. But all these advantages and all this information and all this data and all this technological advance in these various areas are fundamentally changing. So people today are very different to people 20, 30, 50, 100 years ago. And the things we do and the stuff we get up to and the abilities that we have are just growing, you know, every single day. What more can I say about this whole subject?
So the point is it's unstoppable. And I think we have to accept that it's unstoppable. It's a new world. You can't, to use an old cliche, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Once we know that advantages, that information, number one, is to our advantage, then we know that we're going to be using it, and there's probably nothing wrong with it. But everything is a step towards another step.
Absolutely. We're talking about data. You remember that film Moneyball, where they won the World Series using data to select their athletes.
Right.
And that was a while back. That is triggered in my mind when you speak about these shoes that collect data on your own running. That idea of data is, you know, data. This data is available. So one could argue that there was no advantage, but then they hired statisticians. They had the foresight to do so. So there was the availability of data. There was the, you know, all the conditions were perfect to create that team that was going to go on to win this World Series.
Interesting SMS. Thank you. DC sent this. I once listened to Eckhart Tolle being asked if a new awakened consciousness meant new evolutionary species, i.e. being more spiritually attuned to self-healing. He said, yes, it was happening, that letting go of the mind without outside intervention, and that's what that is. Not everything from the outside means authentic change. The point being, I think, that everything is evolving and everything is changing. And whether it's the medicines that we take to make us feel better so that we can run better because maybe our oxygen levels are improved, whether it's how we taught to train because of our data, how we taught to eat, our shoes that are giving us the information, or our little watches that we're wearing that's telling us that our heart rate is a bit high and a bit low and we should do this or do that. We're not going to slow this down.
There's no question that we live in a world where this is not slowing down. And as this information becomes more and more available, as the technologies advance to use this information in more and more effective ways, there's no question that just broadly and generally people will become healthier, stronger, hopefully fitter. But the biggest challenge that we've got is the whole ethical stuff. And the fact that, I forget who said this, but these technologies are not evenly spread. They exist in pockets around the world, and certain people take advantage or have the advantage of having access to these technologies, and other people don't. So we still live in a world where there is massive advantage in certain areas. And how do you deal with that broadly? And how does that affect a lot of what we do? And I believe that technology, especially communication technology, has probably changed this whole aspect more than absolutely anything. Anyone in the deepest, rural, darkest part of the world can, for the most part, connect inexpensively to a reasonably good network and start participating in some of this data, start learning about some of this information and using it in their daily lives, whatever that may be. So we are fundamentally moving into a technologically driven world where info and data and all these aids are going to change a lot. I mean, let's not get into the whole spiritual realm of this. But the fact is, we live in a world where technology has, without question, fundamentally changed everything. And that actually brings me to what I wanted to talk about today, and that is the cost of data. I mean, you know, if you've got money, you can connect, and if you don't have money, you can't connect. And this is a real problem when the world runs on being connected. You cannot pay your bills. You cannot check your bank balances. You can do absolutely nothing unless you are connected in some form or another. People need connectivity. And one of the major networks in South Africa, MTN, there's been a lot of hoo-ha over the last few years about data must fall and the cost of unbundled data. Bundled data, if you've got money and you can buy a bundle, was reasonably cheap globally by global standards. But unbundled data was between a rand and 2 rand. And this impacted the least advantaged of our society, people who really had only a couple of rand of airtime and didn't know, you know, at 1 meg for a rand, that would be gone in a second because one quick check of the bank account and that's done. One quick message to a friend, family member down the road and no more money. Well, what MTN have done for those people, those that don't buy bundles, those that have only a couple of rand airtime, they've dropped the cost of data to 29 cents a megabyte, which is a huge, huge, huge drop. So anyone who has a MTN SIM, anyone who has never used a data bundle will find that their data or their rands will go at least nearly four times further than they did in the past, which is brilliant. And for those that have bundles, even those people will benefit that, you know, when they've used up their bundle, the MTN rate will drop from a rand to 49 cents a meg, which not quite as dramatic, but certainly brings the price of data and connectivity down quite considerably. And here's the best news. You don't actually have to do anything. That was rolled out on the 31st of January.
Wow. Okay, so it's automatic.
Because of their user base, it's going to take a couple of weeks to get to everybody. But within the next 2-3 weeks, everybody who has an MTN SIM will be able to benefit from either having never bought a bundle at 29 cents a meg, which is out of bundle rate, which is pretty good by all standards. And if you ever bought a bundle and you use up your bundle, the max you'll be charged is 49 cents a meg, which is, again, quite a good deal.
Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it. Time is 8:41. You can...